Moving on now, Thornton Wilder's Our Town has been performed more than any other play in the history of American theater. But it's rarely had a performance like the one recorded in a new documentary called O.T., Our Town. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan has this review.
O.T., Our Town, has the magical quality of reality caught on the fly. It's the story of a high school class in Compton, California, that put on a production of Thornton Wilder's play.
Quiet on the set. Let's really focus on this, though, so that we get the intention of what each scene is about.
The documentary about that production could not have been done without the combination of serendipity and skill that marks the most successful slice of life films.
He's important for the play, mainly because he brings that sense of bitterness, loneliness. What I mean, I actually see the way he sees it as life being terrible and everything. And I'm really glad that you guys gave me that part, because I can relate to it so much.
The story takes place in a city made famous by rap.
Spread out of Compton, crazy mother named Ice Cube, from the gang called With Attitudes.
Compton's Dominguez High School was famous for sports when Catherine Borek, an English teacher, decided to put on the school's first play in more than 20 years. The obstacles were many. No money, no auditorium, not even a stage. In fact, one reason Borek chose Our Town was that the only set needed was some chairs. O.T. would never have been made if Scott Hamilton Kennedy, a director of music videos and commercials, hadn't met and fallen in love with Borek. When she told him about her play project, he knew he had to record the experience, even though all he had to work with was a camera so unimpressive it looked like something you could get on sale at Circuit City. But Kennedy's unintimidating equipment helped the students relax, creating an intimacy and trust that's the film's greatest strength.
I don't know why the character is important. I don't get it. I never actually seen a real father figure, because my father isn't really a father to me, so I wouldn't know.
If you're saying you've never seen a real father figure, what is a real father figure then?
Someone that would actually bond with their child, something like that, because I've never.
Kennedy found he had two stories to tell. One was the chronicle of the day-to-day chaos of putting on a play with no budget and 24 completely inexperienced actors. The other was the stories of the kids involved, how they fought to escape stereotyping and not be limited by their often unhappy backgrounds. And because all of this was real, the outcome of O.T. is not at all a sure thing.
We all read the script and we're looking at the script like, no.
That ain't something
we're
I
quitting.
Say.
We don't want to do this. We're not about to do this. And I'm saying this as pre-PG-13 as I could.
All they knew was a name, friends. The United States of America. The United States of America. And they went and died about it.
Ultimately, the lessons of the surprising film come not only for the audience, but for the cast as well. When cast members are shown gleefully making a hand sign of O.T. instead of the gang signs that are part of the film's opening montage, we can sense a cultural change as profound as it is lighthearted.
Kenneth Turan is a movie critic for Morning Edition and for the Los Angeles Times.